Hiya, Dan. Where are you off to today?
Eh? Oh, hey, Wildy. I'm going on a quest.
Nifty! Let me grab my things and I'll help.
No can do this time, Ferret friend. You see, it's just gonna be us guys.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, let me rephrase. You can either leave with me, or you can leave without your wings and tail.
Welcome aboard.
Our party has been made and our mission has been set. So now we are off on our adventure. No evil force can stand in the way of our noble pursuit for glory and masculinity. Change of plan, guys. We should take the south route instead of the east. This path isn't safe for travelers.
Just because of a cookie?
These aren't your average cookies, Wally San. They are Girl Scout cookies. I suggest we flee.
What about that? Is that the monster?
I highly doubt it.
What about zombies? Zombies are usually evil, aren't they?
Eh?
Nah, the thing we're after is much bigger.
Well, how about that place?
Freaky birds, scary gargoyles, and a bit of gothic revival exterior. Yep, I'd say that's the place where our demon lives.
Never!
Hello? Are any evil forces home? Any demons or undead lords? Any politicians? It appears to be deserted, though I'm getting some rather evil vibes from the place. Since we don't know what we're facing, I suggest we stick together to be safe. They split into groups to explore, didn't they?
Of course. By the way, you and I are on a team.
I just die now instead.
My name is Aslan, and I'm a warrior for hire. And I'm in grave danger. There is something evil after me. I can sense it watching my every move. I'm forced to stand alone against this terrible force, as it waits for the one moment I let my guard down so it can strike. Alone against it, I can only think one thing. I really should have gone solo instead of teaming up with Pip.
Adventuring tip number 2439. Never wake up any creature that has tentacles. Ever. Monstrous tip number 2439. Go for the single party member first, since they will be easier to take out.
The bloody hell I am! Go on, I'd like to see them even try.
Hello, Marlis.
What? How did you know my name?
I know everything about you. Your fears. And your fantasies. For my name is Ariana. I am the bringer of your doom.
Is this a bad time?
Duh, you think. I swear, every time I try to take a bath, you guys are worse than freaking telemarketers. I suppose this means that we must fight now. Pity. I had my heart set on that bath. Even had the salts and candles as well as the bath beads ready to go.
I can take a hint. Look, I'll just wait outside for an hour and come back if it means that much to you. I swear demons today have gotten so strange. Last time I ran into one, they loved springing into battle. Not to mention they liked unexpected surprises. Tentacles are not a part of my fantasies!
Wine, wine, wine. Oh, you're a cutie when you're angry. I want to have fun with you. Most definitely. I'll enjoy this. I just hope that you don't have any friends that will barge in at the last minute to rescue you.
Ah! Big me shrews!
Pinglui Muglanaf, Cthulhu Relaya, Ganaglafatang.
I never thought I would actually be so confident in saying that I am so utterly doomed.
So, which do you think you'd go best with? Red or white wine? I'm partial to red.
I personally think someone is enjoying this too much.
But of course. It's always fun to have charming company. You said it yourself, cutie. You're doomed. So why be miserable and instead have fun and enjoy yourself in the process? Who knows? Maybe I'll keep you around for a while. After all, there is no one to help you out.
Mabby senses tinkling.
Dan? Is that you?
Aslan?
Hot dang. I guess we're going full circle. Any luck?
Nah, not really. In fact, I think it's best we leave and come back at another time. Wildy's not doing well.
You're wussing out. What's wrong with her?
Dead by dawn.
Okay. I agree, that is definitely a bit freaky.
Tell me about it. Normally, she doesn't bother giving a warning or a deadline.
I guess we can go, but don't you think we should wait or look for Merlitz a bit?
Oh, for the love of... You've got to be kidding me. I'm pretty sure Merlitz is doing fine. Heck, we're probably more in danger of him burning everything in sight. I'm pretty sure if he was in trouble, there would be a sign or something to alert us.
Where's Merlitz?
What the? Mab? What are you doing here?
Something is wrong. I can sense it, like... something wrong I'm sensing. I'm not sure what, but I know it has something to do with Merlitz. Who's to say what evil fiendish thing is going on, so it's best we find him before something terrible happens.
Mab? When did you get here? Oh well, it's not important. I'd like you to meet Arianna, my new girlfriend.
Hiya.
Okay, time out. Ferret needs explanation.
Oh, is something wrong?
A bit. How is it a succubus is capable of dating what normally is called victim?
Ah, good point. You see, while the succubi are generally slaves to their duty, there is an incantation that, once spoken, will free her from her task. However, in all our history, it has never been recorded of any being saying that incantation prior to today.
Couldn't we just talk instead?
Merlitz has a girlfriend? And it's not me. I suppose it serves me right for not just directly telling him when I had the chance. I should try to be happy for him. After all, if he is happy, that is best. Even if it's not with me. I just wish I had a chance to tell him how I felt. But it's too late now.
Matt? You aren't supposed to say your inner dialogue out loud, you know.
Mab?
Yes, Merlitz?
Is that really how you feel?
Yes. But it's okay. I'm a big girl and I'll pull through. You know me better than to be someone to dwell or be vengeful over stuff.
True. But I still feel bad that I didn't notice.
Like I said, it's cool. You'll still talk to me, right?
Of course.
And we're still friends, right?
Silly Mabby. I don't think there's anything that could make me not want to remain friends with you.
Get a room,
it's a code.
Now you guys, on the other hand...
I never introduced myself. I'm Mab. We'll have to do stuff.
Sounds great. We'll be nice to...
Wait. Sorry to bust this up, but remember, we came here to stop the monster that's abducting farmers and the adventurers that came before us.
What? You think I? This is news to me. You guys are the first adventurers I've seen in weeks, and I don't bother farmers.
So, if it wasn't you, then what was?
I swear, this is the worst mother-daughter trip I have ever been on.
But honey, I thought you liked going on nature walks.
Not when you eat our guide, Mom.
Despite the attack stopping, Aslan continued his search for the creature responsible. With no luck.
Curse you, Red Baron!
Curse you!
Merlitz and Arianna stay behind to move some of Arianna's belongings to Merlitz's apartment.
I don't know. Should I bring the box of shrunken heads or the chest of cursed artifacts, dear?
It's unknown how the relationship will end up. So far, so good. And Mab, with reluctant help from Pip, went back to get Dana from under the door.
There you are!
Good day, Mrs. Scarlet. Would you like some more crumpets?
Cause that's Mab.